Welcome back to Winning Your Relationship Game, Chapter 17, Nonviolent Communication. What if your words carried weight? What if they literally had an impact? What if words carelessly thrown out into the world did damage, like rocks thrown into a window? The practice of nonviolent communication suggests thinking of your words in just that way. Our words are endowed with an energy they carry into the world. Best you speak your words with intention and mindfulness. Words spoken in this way cause no harm in the world. However, cruel or negative words carry a destructive energy with them. It's unfortunate that very few of us carefully craft what we say, envisioning the damage that our words could cause. Good communication is one of the foundational elements of a positive relationship, and practicing nonviolent communication is a habit worth building. When you speak, measure the impact your words are going to have. Will they bring you closer to winning or losing? You're responsible to positively impact your relationship. That requires monitoring and practice. How can you build the habit of nonviolent communication? Think about your last exchange with your partner. Did it exemplify nonviolent communication? Don't think about your partner's words. Let that go. Think of your own part. Were your words one of peace and positivity? Did your words cause harm in some way? Think about the last complaint you made in your relationship. Your goal is getting your message through. Did you express your complaint in a nonviolent way? If your objective is to be heard, defensiveness has to be minimized. So did your partner respond defensively? People get defensive when they feel attacked. Imagine a boxer defending himself. The purpose of being defended is nothing gets in or out. That means your message isn't getting in and your partner's feelings aren't getting out. Your first step is to examine your approach. Can you voice your complaint in a nonviolent manner? Expressing yourself nonviolently means no demands, criticism, or contempt. It means expressing your thoughts or feelings about a situation and, more importantly, your partner feeling safe to hear you. Attachment of feelings to complaints is the beginning of a communication problem. The stronger your feelings about an issue, the more you have to work to keep it neutralized. Don't ever think that feelings aren't okay. Humans are born with feelings for a reason. At times, it's easier to express that feeling rather than the message. Your partner may only hear the feeling and not the message. Practice communicating the facts, especially when there's a lot of emotional charge. Use the deeper understanding script. The script is going to help you express yourself more effectively. Just like anything new, it'll seem clunky and cumbersome at first. Try practicing by writing it out and editing over and over before attempting to use it with your partner. This is the second time the deeper understanding script has appeared, so hopefully you've tried to use it already. Maybe you ran into some difficulty and this review can help. So walking through the different parts of this script again, the first phrase is when. This statement is a description of facts made without judgment or emotion infusing it. Don't use the word you. Relate the situation or complaint as facts, like watching a movie. From my personal motivation statement, I'll create an example for you. When we haven't had time to spend together. The second phrase is I start imagining. And this is where you begin to apply meaning and assumptions to your complaint. If you get stuck on this section, you can play the five whys to help you. Again, do not use the word you. So my example going on will be, when we haven't had time to spend together, I start imagining it's not a priority for us. The third phrase is, and I start to feel. So tack that on. Here's where you name the feeling and own it. This is you letting your partner peek at your pain. So with the example, when we haven't had time to spend together, I start imagining it's not a priority for us, and I start to feel sad and alone. Then comes the fourth phrase, and it is tacked on, and it's, and then I find myself. So this will be an actual behavior. It helps you to identify the pre-recorded behavior tracks that are attached to your thoughts and feelings. What do you do when you think and feel the things you've described? Behaviors are sometimes immediate, and then sometimes a different one happens later. It's okay if you only identify one, but be aware that both can be present. So back to the example. When we haven't had time to spend together, I start to imagine it's not a priority for us, and I start to feel sad and alone. And then I find myself avoiding the topic, and then I'll refuse when activities are suggested. So I'm describing there an immediate behavior of avoiding the topic, and then a later behavior of refusing to participate when activities are suggested. So the next phrase is, what I'm really afraid of is, and this is where you're going to dig deeper and further identify your hidden feelings. This is where you'll find the most opportunity for self-growth. So on with the example. When we haven't had time to spend together, I start imagining it's not a priority for us, and I start to feel sad and alone. And then I find myself avoiding the topic, and later I'll refuse when activities are suggested. What I'm really afraid of is we'll wake up one day and not enjoy being together. The sixth and last phrase, in the future would you be willing to? This is you asking for your needs to be met. Remember that self-care stuff? This is one way you take care of yourself, by asking for what you want and need. Now, to be a nonviolent communication, this cannot be a demand. It is a request. And a request implies that the person being asked has a choice. A demand means there'll be retribution if your partner doesn't comply. If you're going to be angry at a refusal, you're making a demand, not a request. So the example continues. When we haven't had time to spend together, I start imagining it's not a priority for us, and I start to feel sad and alone. And then I find myself avoiding the topic, and then I'll refuse when activities are suggested. What I'm really afraid of is we'll wake up one day and not enjoy being together. In the future, would you be willing to get season tickets for the local college baseball team and go with me? Now, I ask you, would anyone say no to that? And with that scenario, I am making a situation where my partner and I can spend time together, and that is going to meet my own need. I'm not making unrealistic or overcritical comments or demands on my partner. With practice, you can consistently apply these principles to your communications. Become more mindful of your words. Test them out by writing out your complaint using the deeper understanding script. Writing something out gives you a chance to be deliberate about the energy your words carry. You can test in other ways as well. Ask yourself, would you say it just like that to your best friend? If not, don't say it that way to your partner. Or say it aloud with a totally flat tone. Does it make sense without inflection? Emotionally charged talk needs inflection. If your words need inflection, then it probably isn't nonviolent. Or say it to yourself looking in your own eyes in a mirror. You'll know if it's violent or not. This might be painful, but so is all growth. Having your partner really hear you will make this worth the pain. If you're working on this with your partner, both of you can use this script and practice together. If you're working on your own, then it's still just as useful. You can use it to have your message heard. Don't be discouraged if your partner is skeptical when you start this. They will soon appreciate the new approach. So the recap is, number one, nonviolent communication gives you the best chance of having your complaints heard. Number two, make complaints without emotion and judgment. Number three, clearly own and share your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Number four, Request your wants and needs. So in practice, think of the last complaint you made to your partner. Use the deeper understanding script and use it to relate this complaint. Work on it until it's without emotion, judgment, or other offense. Try sharing it again and see if it's received differently. I love to work on these with people, so if you get stuck, send me an email and we can talk it through. My email is Allison@AllisonVelez.com.